Bachayf Yerushalmi, corresponding to Bachayf Babli, Daf Chafhei. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chafches Madalef. The last narrow line, Tana Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shaul. Tana Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shaul, Ahaitesh Vetulasi Simon Rale. The Vaisa says in Rabbi Chalafta Ben Shaul that one who is Aitesh emits air in his Tula is a bad sign for him. Hadadat Amma Menamata Velamala Lai. This refers to below, which means passing gas, but above, which is sneezing. No, sneezing is a good symbol. Asi dama Rechanina ani ra'isiyas Rebbe mefahik ma'atesh v'noisen yadav apiv. This is like Rechanina who said that I saw Rebbe yawn and sneeze during Trilla, and he put his hand over his mouth when he yawned. Avalai ro'ikek, one may not spit during Trilla. Rabbi Yochan Amar filu ro'ikek kadei shehei koisoi noki. Rabbi Yochan said one may even spit so his mouth will be empty. The fun of asa la'achav mutter, in front of oneself one may not spit, in back is permitted, to his right is prohibited, and to his left is permitted. Hadar hu dechsiv yipor mesidra elef. And the source is the pasuk that says in Tehillim Sadiyah, pasuk Zayin, and yipor mesidra elef, 1,000 will fall to your side. And 10,000 on your right side, as it says in the pasuk there, and this shows that the right is more important. All of it one may spit into his garment. Rabbi Shimon Levi said that one who spits in a shul, he is like one who spits in Hashem's eye. Rabbi Yonah spat, not the time of Trilla, and mashed it with his foot. Rabbi Yemiah, Rabbi Yemiya, quoting Rishmo Bar Chalafta, quoting Rada Bar Achva, said, "One who prays may not spit until he goes 4 amos." Am Rabbi Yosi Rabun, "V'chein Aroikek Alifal Ad Yehalich 4 amos." Rabbi Yosi Rabun said, "Similarly, one who spits may not pray until he goes 4 amos." Tani Hamispal Ayatol Es Amayim Ad Yehalich 4 amos. V'chein Amatol Mayim Alifal Ad Yehalich 4 amos. The Bais says, "One who prays may not urinate until he goes 4 amos. Similarly, one who urinates may not pray until he goes 4 amos." Amr Yaakov Ba'acha, Ve'soif Tova Ad Shehalich 4 amos, Ela Afilu Ad Shekedei Hiluch Shar Kedei Hiluch 4 amos. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha said it's not only until he actually goes 4 amos, but rather even if he delays long enough to walk 4 amos. Amr Ba'ami Im Oimeat Ad Shehalich 4 amos, Yehi Asa Ani Oime Achya Ba'Behetel Sham. Rabbi Ami supported this, he says if you would say that it's until he goes 4 amos, it's forbidden. I can say that someone else urinated or spat there where he is now. If so, he cannot pray anywhere where someone might have urinated or spat. Rather, surely it means until he delays enough to walk 4 amos. Rav Abba, quoting Rav, said one may not pray near excrement until it's dry like a bone. One may not pray near urine until, as long as it's moist enough so it can get wet. What touches it. Geneva Amal Mayim Kozman Chirushimam Nik. Geneva said that one may not pray near urine as long as its impression is still recognized where it was absorbed into the ground. Shmuel Amal Ashi Akumu Panea. Shmuel says one may not pray near excrement until its surface becomes a crust. Shimon Bavava Bashem Rabbi Yochanan Ashi Akumu Panea. Shimon Bavava quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that one may not pray near excrement until its surface forms a crust. Rabbi Yemiya Rizeira B'Shem Rav Tzaya Afil Asiya Ke'etzem Asura. Rabbi Yemiya quoting Rizeira quoting Rav said, "The excrement, it's forbidden to pray near it even if it's dry like a bone." Shmuel Amar Adji Yikum Panea, Shimon Bavava Amar B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Adji Yikum Panea. Shmuel and Shimon Bavava quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that it's forbidden until its surface forms a crust. Amar Chizkiya Rabbi Abba Machmir B'Mayim Yosim Natsaya. And Chizkiya asked Rabbi Abba is more stringent about urine than about excrement. Amalei Rabbi Mana Menador de Ganiba. Rabbi Mana said, "Why do you think to permit urine even if it can wet what it touches? From Geneva we find that urine forbids as long as its impression is recognized." Amalei Afilu Asir Ke'etzem Asur Mepleisha Mashmasha Kayim. Mayim E Mashmasha Kayim. Chizkiya answered, "I agree with Rabbi Abba's warning about urine. I asked about his heter for excrement. Even if it's like a bone, it should be forbidden, like Rabbi Yemiya said, for mishmasha is intact, means one can touch it and it will not crumble. Urine, even if it can wet what touches it, mishmasha is not intact, one is not touching the urine itself."